This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Anti-government protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accept a ceasefire and hostage deal.
That a shame does good government represent us. It's a far away from what the people of Israel thinking, the majority.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Kapos is a Holocaust survivor.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been exactly 11 months after the Hamas attack that killed more than 1,200 launched a war in which more than 40,000 Palestinians are believed to have died. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday spoke at a rally in Wisconsin while Vice President Kamala Harris greeted voters in fellow battleground state Pennsylvania. Lisa Bernard has more.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in Mosinee, Wisconsin on Saturday as he tries to solidify support among a key part of his base, working class and rural whites. Trump won Wisconsin, a key swing state, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but lost it to President Joe Biden in 2020. Harris, meanwhile, was in Pittsburgh on Saturday, where she welcomed recent endorsements not only from former Republican Representative Liz Cheney, but also from her father, Dick Cheney, who was vice president under Republican President George W. Bush.
It's okay to put country above party. I'm honored to have their support.
Harris and Trump will debate each other for the first time in Pittsburgh.
This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro protested against the Supreme Court on Saturday on São Paulo's Paulista Avenue. Demonstrators demanded the dismissal of Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, who last week ordered X to be banned in Brazil after it failed to comply with orders to block some accounts accused of spreading fake news and hate messages that the judge said were a real threat to democracy. Elon Musk, who has called Moraes a dictator, accused him of shutting down the number one source of truth in Brazil. X has shut its Brazil offices over what it called censorship by the judge. Partido Novo sought a court injunction this week to halt Moraes' ban of X, saying it was unconstitutional. The heads of the United States and British intelligence agencies are praising Ukraine's surprise operations in Russia and pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Richard Moore, the head of MI6, said Kiev's surprise move to seize territory in Russia's Kursk region was typically audacious and bold on the part of the Ukrainians. He said it had brought the war home to ordinary Russians. Speaking alongside Moore at an event in London, CIA Director William Burns said the offensive was a significant achievement that had exposed vulnerabilities in the Russian military. The two men also said their agencies are continually working for a ceasefire in Gaza. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Kentucky police reported an active shooter situation near Interstate 75 in London, Kentucky, on Saturday evening, where numerous persons were shot. The incident happened about 9 miles outside of London when officers were called for reports of multiple vehicles being fired at on Interstate 75 in Laurel County, multiple media accounts said. Police officials said the suspect has not been caught. Wisconsin health officials recall eggs after a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 65 people in 9 states have been infected, including 42 in Wisconsin. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. The recall includes all egg types in containers labeled Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there had been 24 hospitalizations and no deaths as of Friday. Wisconsin health officials advise anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a healthcare provider. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more stories and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.